Caution, the Mark Unger Show contains adult content intended for an adult audience. And, besides that, he's really weird. Welcome to the Mark Unger Show with national marriage speaker and author of Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage, Mark Unger. This is your source for practical, down-to-earth marriage advice without all the over-spiritualization or romantic nonsense. And now the host of the Mark Unger Show, Mark Unger.
Joy, they've joined the Mark Unger Show.
For those of you who watched the show for a while, like the new intro?
It's really cool.
It is cool.
Very cool.
With Skeeter over there doing his tattoo groove and Briley looking like a go-go girl out of the 1960s.
Oh, come on.
Anyway, welcome to the Mark Unger Show. This is the show that deals with all things concerning
marriage.
Indeed.
Marriage is what brings us together today.
I'm, of course, your host, the one, the only, Mark Unger.
Well, this is disappointing.
Joining me as always, the very lovely and charming Diane Briley.
So, what would you little maniacs like to do first?
I don't know. We'll think about it. And then, of course, the amazing Ross Allen Skrzyzewski.
Don't even think about it, cowboy.
Engineering the show as always, the very talented but eerily creepy Timothy Robert Ray, engineer extraordinaire and part-time serial killer, pushing buttons, twisting knobs, and making sure that we can be heard and seen all around the world. This is the show that handles your marital challenges, relational conundrums, and dating dilemmas that you can email to us at ask@markunger.com. Here's how the show works. If you're new, everyone pay attention. Pay attention to how the show works. Those of you new to the program. You get to send an email about anything concerning relationships. Nothing is verboten or off limits. You get to remain totally anonymous. We, in turn, are brutally honest. That's how the show works. That's the premise of the program. Brutal honesty in the safety of anonymity is what makes it unique. You wouldn't normally do that to somebody. You'd never be
right. Brutal.
Just being brutally honest with someone can blow people away,
right.
Okay? You have to filter it based on how they're feeling and
right.
Their history and the looks in their eyes while you're mm-hmm. talking to them and all that kind of stuff. The thing that's interesting about this program is we get rid of all that. This is what people think when you're not in the room. This is a way for you to chance hear what people really think straight up, just full blast, okay? So don't get your feelings all hurt, all your boo-boos in a bunch. And actually, you know what's funny is the people that we respond to aren't the ones oftentimes who get upset.
Right.
That's right. It's other people.
It's other people who listen to the show and they get mad at us because you were so mean to that guy. How can you be so insensitive?
Yes.
Oh, be quiet, for heaven's sakes.
If the person that is getting ranted on isn't upset,
why are you upset
for them?
Get a life, people, for heaven's sakes. It's the premise of the program. If you want a typical Christian program where everyone's very sensitive to the concerns and the emotions of everyone else, email Focus on the Family, some other show. There's lots of them out there. This show, we get rid of that. Nobody cares about how you feel on this program. We take feelings out of it.
Mm-hmm.
We are the countercultural kick. And it's probably pretty shocking to people. They probably
sure
say, whiplash.
What?
But we have, you know, I saw this movie the other day. It's been out for a while, but The Iron Lady
mm-hmm.
About Maggie Thatcher.
Mm-hmm.
First
Maggie
female.
Thatcher?
Yeah.
He's on a first name basis with her. You can call her Maggie.
Me and Maggie.
Me and Maggie are like...
They're like this.
We're like this.
Yeah, you are.
She's part of... We're peeps.
Mm-hmm.
We talk all the
Maggie.
Time.
Maggie.
I'm sorry. That's the first person I have ever heard referred to her as Maggie.
Oh, really?
I've never heard her call
Maggie. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Margaret.
Margaret Thatcher. They call her Maggie Thatcher.
I've never
Who
heard.
Who does?
I'll have to check with the Brit in charge at my house.
Yeah,
I'm sure that he would say that's almost sacrilegious.
That's sacrilegious?
It sounds very improper.
All the Brits are mad at me now.
Maggie.
Me and Maggie, we're buds. We're happening.
I'm sure that he was in this room, he'd go,
they'd be like going, hey Bama.
Anyway, okay, so anyway.
Anyhow.
You think that's people who really like Maggie are more upset with the movie than they are with me, I promise you.
Oh, yeah.
Because they didn't like the way she was portrayed. I thought it was pretty good. What they didn't like is because they showed her in an old age with dementia and not... you know.
They showed her infirm.
Infirm, and they didn't care for her. They thought it was disrespectful, blah, 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 blah. It would be like doing a movie about Ronald Reagan.
Mm-hmm.
Ronnie.
About Ronnie.
Ronnie
Although
Reagan.
I have heard people call him that.
Me and Ronnie were like this. So it would be like them doing a movie about Ronald Reagan, and half of the movie would just be him and an old man and not knowing what he's saying.
Because he was real ill at the end.
That would take off a lot of Americans, mm-hmm. so I understand it. Mm-hmm. So they didn't have to do that. Having said that, the parts that were accurate, showing her history and what she believed and stuff, I thought were very powerful. Mm-hmm. It didn't make her look like a wackadoodle. I thought for sure, you know, leftist Hollywood
they would make her look like a
just
crazy
massacre her thinking, mm-hmm. her philosophies, because they hate conservatism. Mm-hmm. But they didn't do that. I thought they were very good about it.
Good.
And have you seen it?
No, but I will go home and watch it because my husband will love it.
Yeah. Well, he might not like.
He might
the
not
fact
like how they portray
yeah.
her, but he'll like that there's a movie about her.
Yeah. So anyway. There's a great scene in there where she's talking, and this is in the 80s. She says, people have stopped thinking. We're more concerned about how people feel. Mm-hmm. You have to do the right thing. I'm thinking, preach it, sister. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. You know? So, I mean, that was her rant. Mm-hmm. You know, people have quit thinking. They're just more concerned about feeling. And that's true in politics. Mm-hmm. It's true in our secular culture as far as, you know, concern about everyone's feelings. But it is the worst in the Christian community. The Christian community has been the author, if you will, of political correctness.
Yep.
We're so concerned about how people feel to the point of we don't, you know, people don't even want to tell the truth anymore. I know churches that won't tell the truth. We don't speak the truth, you know, because we don't want to offend people.
Mm-hmm.
We turn people away. Jesus didn't say the truth will turn you away. Jesus said the truth will set you free.
That's right.
And the reason so many people are bound up today is because they've never heard the truth. Right. And churches don't want to talk the truth. So anyway, we do it. Now, we do it in an extreme. It's part of the entertainment value of this program. Because we, at the expense of others, we have a great time assaulting stupid thinking when it comes to marriage and relationships. But that's the premise of the program. And so if you're new to the show, and we're going to have to repeat this like 500 times.
Because people
don't
get it.
In the first year, assuming we don't get canceled right away.
Sometimes
anyway.
People email that have been watching for a long time. And they still email and complain that we're too mean to other people.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's like, you've been watching it all along, and you think, if you don't like it, turn it off!
Even our most strong fans that we have, who've been watching us for a couple of years on the internet, you know, will write and tell us their opinion, say, okay, I'm ready. You know, you can have, because they know, they get it. Okay?
Ready for your brutal honesty,
it's
ready to blast me.
We are as insensitive as one can possibly be. While every other program is more concerned about people's sensitivity and trying to squeeze in truth, we're the exact opposite. Mm-hmm. We beat people with truth, and we don't care about their feelings. Okay? If you don't like it, watch another show. Anyway, that's the premise. We get it. You would never talk this way.
No.
We would never be this brutal or harsh or unrestrained to anybody in real life.
I lived the prime example of that this weekend. I was talking to somebody, and if that email of what this person explained to me the situation of the life was came in the show, we would have a heyday with it. But I didn't do that. I was really nice. Guy standing there crying. I'm just so nice and kind. And in my head, I'm having this conversation. But outward, I'm just being real nice and trying to, you know, ask questions and talk them through. It's like, oh boy, but we'd massacre him on the radio show.
You know, actually, I had the opposite experience, because usually when I'm with people, I am very emotive, because believe it or not, in person, that's how I'm wired. In this format, I'm just, because we're dealing with thoughts. We're fighting ideas and concepts. We're not fighting people. But I must admit, I had someone come to me where their spouse was behaving horribly.
Mm-hmm.
And right away, and my wife agreed with me, and she's a lot nicer than I am. She said, that's his fault. I said, I know, so I told him, just straight to his face.
And you came back and said, no, it's your fault.
Yeah. No. She agreed that it was that guy's fault.
Okay,
it was the guy telling me.
The guy was saying the wife is behaving badly.
And
you looked right at him and said, dude, that's your fault.
It's all on you.
Yeah.
It's all on you. I'll tell you why she's like, do you know why she's like, yeah. It's because such and such, right? Yeah. It's what you're doing. Yeah. Well, you can point fingers to her all day. And see, and her and his friends are all, see, that's the Christians get sucked into that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, someone comes and tells about how terrible their spouse is. And they're like, oh, what a terrible spouse. You know, but I've been at this for a long time. I didn't fall off the turnip truck yesterday.
Right.
You know, whenever you see that, you got to ask the right questions.
Yep.
And I was asking the questions. And it was clearly why she was acting. It doesn't justify it.
Right.
But still, he was the cause. It would be like you coming up and I don't know, what's it, slapping somebody in the face every time you see them. Smack them, smack them, smack them. And then they get mad at you and start cursing at you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go and tell everybody.
He went off on me.
He was cursing
cursed
at
me out.
In church, he was cursing at me. Oh, how terrible. See, that most people don't have enough sense to ask the question.
Yes.
Right, exactly.
Why was he cursing at you? Well, I don't know. See, and I always know better than that.
You have to ask the right questions.
Then it turns out, well, you're slapping him in the face all the time. Oh, well, maybe you should stop smacking him in
the
face.
There's always more to the story.
It's like spouses who starve their spouse sexually. Mm-hmm. And then that spouse goes out and commits adultery.
It's still wrong.
Well, it's still wrong, but who does everybody point the finger at?
The one who
the cheater.
The cheater. Oh, that terrible cheater. Oh, that terrible cheater. Of course, you don't know that for 3 years, 5 years, 7 years, this person has refused to meet the sexual needs of their spouse.
Mm-hmm. What do you think is going to happen?
Oh, exactly. But who the person I point the finger at
the one who's
is the person who's strung him out. Mm-hmm. You know, there's cause and effect here. So, anyway,
it would be this mean to somebody.
Well, I did the other day.
If it warrants, because I've done the same.
Yeah, yeah. If it warranted, I was, and I said, dude, this is all on you. This is all, and he's telling me the terror, and she was doing something, and I didn't even react, didn't even flinch. I said, yeah,
that's you.
Makes sense. What do you mean? You deserve it. What do you mean? What? See, you know this. You know this. You know this about her. There's buttons you can push about her, and you know, otherwise, does she ever act this way ever in any other situation? No. In all the years you've been married to her, have she ever acted in this way? No. Except when you do this. Yeah. Well, then stop it.
Common sense, people.
There was no...
Not so common.
I wasn't going to sit there and attack her. If anything, I was, you know...
But he's probably heard that same song story from
people. Ready to start a fan club for her.
Yeah, over and over and over again. Oh, you poor man.
Oh, yeah,
that's
just terrible.
I'm sure he's heard it.
And I've had other people come to me. Mm-hmm. Pastor, you know what she's doing to him? Da-da-da-da. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, yeah, yeah, blah, blah, blah. When I talk to him, of course. Mm-hmm. It's all bogus. Mm-hmm. Bogus! Anyway, there we go. All right, what do you got here? Actually, let's take a break. We'll take a break. We'll be back with your emails right after this.
Listening to The Mark Gunger Show can drastically reduce your chances of becoming a repeat offender of marital and relational dilemmas in your home. Listen to The Mark Gunger Show Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Standard Time at www.markgungershow.com.
Mark Gunger Show, watching The Mark Gunger Show, doing something to The Mark Gunger Show, as we talk about love, marriage, and relationships, answering your emails. You have an interesting email
Interesting email someone wrote in to tell you that you were wrong. That you are wrong about...
I'm shocked.
Yes, you are...
I'm shocked and offended.
Wrong about men and breasts, apparently, according to her. She's challenging your boob comments of the show a few weeks ago.
How does she get to weigh on it? She's not a man. I am a man, and I agree with us.
Yeah. Okay, let me give people...
Do you remember the show?
Context.
Mm-hmm.
Someone emailed us, a lady emailed us, and she was upset because her husband liked to nuzzle up to her breast and sleep, which I said is perfectly fine. Mm-hmm. That's legit. The Bible says to delight yourself in the breasts of the wife of thy youth. Men like snuggling up to them little rascals, and there's nothing inappropriate about it in any way, shape, or form. Now, this is a good example of Ross, you haven't heard this email yet, but here's a good example of how the smallest details change everything.
Yes.
That's why, you know, when people
it's
write
not all
us,
the same.
We ask them lots of questions. Sometimes it irritates them before we put it on the air. What do you mean by this? What do you mean? Well, and they don't give us all the facts.
They don't like it when
so
I ask a lot of questions,
questions
sometimes.
No,
it's
just
a different
they
woman
just don't
emailing
tell it, but people just don't tell us. That's why some people get upset. Well, you don't understand my situation.
This
Look,
isn't the original
all
emailer.
All we can do is respond to what you tell us. We can't see insights. We can't understand motivations. There's sometimes people leave out huge, huge important.
Like the lady, is it okay for a husband to love and lust his wife?
And then we find out.
Yeah,
well, then you find out, well, he's masturbating.
He's looking at porn while he's trying to make love to her, whatever.
Whatever the situation was.
That's
different. That's
inappropriate. So that's, see, people don't give us the full story.
Yes.
So anyway, so here's the, so first of all, is it appropriate for a man to want to snuggle up to his wife's breast. Of course.
Yes.
Okay. So this lady emails us and says, you're wrong about men and breasts, and they shouldn't be. But read what she says.
Okay. Now remember, this is not the original lady. This is somebody else writing in. You with me on that, Ross?
No.
Ross lives.
Yes, I am on.
Okay.
Hey, listen.
You're just staring like you're confused.
No, I'm just trying to think why she would wait in on this.
Okay, well, you'll hear why.
It's a completely different situation.
When me and my husband first got married, he would cuddle and suck on my breasts a lot, sometimes on his own and sometimes me offering it to him. After kids and nursing, I feel you were wrong with your comment about the wife letting her husband cuddle and sucking her bare breasts after they had kids. It used to bother me letting my husband cuddle against them. It used to not bother me, sorry, having my husband cuddle against them, but now I think it is gross and wrong for men to suck or cuddle them outside of sex.
Okay, there's the wild card there. See, up to this point, I'm with you, Ross. I'm thinking, oh, come on, lady, get over it. Everybody, you know, get over it. But what she's saying is he wants to do this with no sex involved.
Just like to come
in other
up
words,
and...
he just wants to snuggle up and just suck on her breasts.
We have an issue now.
Out of the blue.
We have an issue.
See, that's not the
Does
same thing.
Does this man like to wear diapers? Does he like to sleep in a crib?
We watch that. We watch that on
okay,
Dr. Phil.
So that's the point. So now she's disagreeing. See, that's why people sometimes get mad because they see everything through their own filters.
Correct.
We weren't saying that that was okay for him to... Oh, she goes on to say that... We kept referring to me. Diane wouldn't be happy if she woke up in the middle of the night and through her shirt, her husband was here trying to suck on her. No, but that's not what we were talking about in the original email, people.
So this is creepy. So this we have a totally different response.
Yes.
Is it appropriate for a man to nuzzle up to his wife's bosom? Absolutely. The first lady was crazy. There's nothing wrong with that. She needs to lighten up.
Right.
But that's not what we're talking about here.
Yes.
We got some guy who wants to
no
sexual contact. He's not trying to make love to his wife. He just wants to snuggle up and latch onto that little rascal and just suck on it like a pacifier. Okay, that's a different answer. He's a little creepy. And I don't think she should put up with that.
No, I wouldn't put up with that. I'd be going to Target and buying a Nook for him to suck on if that's anyone's like, seriously,
no, you know what
dude,
I would do
not...
if I was that woman? I would like paint my nipple with some really nasty hot sauce.
Like the fingernail stuff.
And all of a sudden, in the middle of the night,
there you go.
I just start snickering. Once he's like, I'd be like,
that's what you do. You get that real nasty taste. Well, that'd really burn, though, wouldn't it?
Probably.
Tabasco sauce.
That might hurt.
On your nipples, and then let him go at it and see how that works.
Without him knowing.
That real nasty stuff to stop thumb sucking.
Yes, yeah.
Just paint it on there, okay? And don't say anything.
Or,
wouldn't that be hilarious?
Yet.
Can you imagine? He's on that, and all of a sudden he latches on and goes,
Or go grab some, like, it's that moss or, like, the stuff you can put, like, what's that stuff? Oh, I'm trying to think here. I'm having a mind blank, but it's like fur, and it's got a sticky backside, and just put him on. So all of a sudden, he's like, what?
There's moss on these
things. There's moss on them there hills.
Oh, good grief.
So anyway.
Freak him out.
Details, people. Details.
And the first original.
They make all the difference in the world. We got to take a break. People need to recover after. We'll be back with more comments right after this.
Finally, marriage advice that's direct, honest, and to the point. This is The Mark Gunger Show on MarkGunger.com.
You're listening to the Mark Gunger Show, talking about love, marriage, and relationships.
Okay, there's a bigger question I want to ask you in regard to this lady that emailed in, because she kept referring back to...
This is the lady who's writing in complaining that her husband just wants to suckle on her breast. I mean, for no reason.
For no reason.
It's not foreplay. They're not lovemaking. He just wants to snuggle up and suck on
One would have to ask, maybe this was a child who was breastfed until like he was 6 or 7 years old.
Or 12.
Or 12. Or 15.
Or 38.
So, yeah.
Because
we think it's a little creepy.
Yes, but what she was hearing you say, what she thought she was hearing you say, was that because that's what the man wants, that's what she should just shut up and do that. You never say that in the context of anything sexual, that you just do it whether you... If a woman doesn't like her breast touched, you're not saying that she just has to do it because that's what the guy likes.
No, I'm not like
that. That's what I think she's hearing.
That one pastor who says women should submit to their husbands, that's give right. them oral sex whether they want them or not. You yes. know, I think it's absurd.
Because some women, maybe they don't like their breasts.
Look, Paul said... your spouse does not, your body does not belong to you alone, mm-hmm. but also to your spouse. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean it doesn't belong to you at all.
Right.
It's just to you alone. If you both don't like it, stop it. And that's someone, a lot of that's just out of porn and stuff like that.
So even during the context of sexual intimacy, he can't touch
if
them?
She doesn't like
she
it.
She doesn't
I
like
care,
it.
You know, unless it's you can't have sex at all. Look, there's women who don't like the French kiss. It just grosses mm-hmm. them out. Now, most people say there's nothing inappropriate with French kissing with a husband and wife. Okay, 99 people out of 100 would agree with you. But if your spouse goes, wah, can't stand mm-hmm. it because they actually watched you eat and they don't want that tongue in their mouth, mm-hmm. they move on.
But wouldn't you say, Diane, as a former mother...
Former mother?
No, no, I mean, no,
I'm
still not.
She's killed her children.
It's not what I meant.
She's killed all of them.
Yeah, come on.
And that's what
you
she's
know
known
what
as.
I meant.
She's a killer.
Yes.
Okay, so a woman who... formally allowed her husband to play with those beautiful mm-hmm. God-designed love bumps, mm-hmm. all of a sudden has children, and as Mark has said, they become public utilities. She gets this mental idea that they're for children, don't touch me, it's not erotic anymore, kids are all grown up, and now he wants to touch them again in the context of sexual intimacy, and she says no, based upon
That's what the first lady said.
Because she's still stuck on...
That's why we said, no, that's not inappropriate.
No, if she's still nursing...
A man should be able to
But you
celebrate.
Said, you just said, if she doesn't want it,
Well,
if
she just
it.
Absolutely... Yeah, if she can't, don't touch my... Well, I mean, now we're getting a little creepy here, but you got to work that out. My argument is if they don't like it, why would... Okay, let's say...
Why would you want to touch your wife's breast if she doesn't like
if she doesn't
it?
Doesn't
and if she's
like it.
If she allowed me to once before, now it's because of kids. That just made it awkward. Then I think we need to revisit
like
that.
But if she doesn't like it and it's not sexually turning her on.
And we're not talking
I'll be able
touching
to turn
here.
On, don't worry.
We're talking latching on.
And sucking
and
in a weird kind
on
of way.
In a weird way that creeps her out.
Hey, I was just taking a rabbit trail based upon what you were talking about.
I'm just saying, if you're doing something that's just grossing the girl out.
I'm freaking Roscoe.
Why would you push something?
No, that's, I don't.
I mean, everybody has their lines. You could do a million versions of this program, you know. You know, that's why we put a warning at the beginning of the show. We talk about stuff nobody else will talk about. We'll be back with more gross stuff right after this.
I can hear the sound of violins long before it begins. Make me thrill as only you know how.
All right. I'm not done with this yet.
Oh, my gosh. We're going to do a whole show.
You're listening to the Mark Gunger Show, talking about love, marriage, and relationships, answering your emails about relationships that you can email to us. We're still struggling over.
Because I'm not sold on both of your responses, you know, because you're just giving a real black and white.
Look, lady number one.
Nuances.
Listen, there's people who just popped in. The lady number one emails us mm-hmm. and says, I don't think my husband should be snuggling up to my breast. We're saying, sure he should. There's nothing inappropriate about that. Lighten up. Then wife number two says...
A different lady. Says, not the guy's second wife, but an entirely different lady.
Differently. A different couple. This guy just latches onto her and suckles her like a newborn babe for no reason at all.
She even wakes up in the middle of the night to find him attached to her.
There's no romance involved. He doesn't even want sex. He just wants to grab on, latch on, and suckle. Now, to me, that's creepy. Mm-hmm. So wife number one, I say, relax. He should snuggle up to you.
Which I agree with.
Mm-hmm. Wife number two, you're just latching on.
That's kind of weird.
It's creepy.
And I agree with that.
And you're bringing a third scenario
It evolved into something else where you guys were talking about if she doesn't like it, don't do it.
Things don't evolve on the show. They usually devolve.
Well, this wasn't a devolve.
They usually just fall apart.
I say
that
this man has the potential of reawakening the desire for the woman to allow him to go there if he respects her, respects the boundaries, and that if it's within the context of sex, he could possibly win her heart to allow him to go back there.
In the context of lovemaking, sure.
Yes.
Her whole point was...
Sounds like she's pretty turned off to it at all.
It was out of...
No, she's saying he does this.
Yes.
With no context.
Us. Okay.
I do it outside of context. I'll go up and just cop. Hi, Dad-in-law. How are you?
Oh, you know, veal?
Sure.
No, we're not talking about that.
I heard what you said. Okay. I heard what you said, and I heard what you
You're
said.
You're crazy.
You guys just took it to another place. And if she doesn't like it, don't do it. No, my mind goes places. Okay. Yours doesn't.
Well, if she doesn't like,
But
if
even at the end of the day,
if your wife does not like you,
and
walking up to her and just grabbing her.
I wouldn't do that.
Then you should
call respect.
Yeah, okay.
Well, that's all we're saying. Why do you think you're saying something different than we are?
Because he's a psycho.
No, you're not.
Yes.
You're saying the same. I'm washing dishes at the
sink. I'm listening to the voice on my shoulder saying, move on to a new subject.
Yes, because we can't convince Ross. Okay.
You guys always say, speak up, and this is what happens when I do.
Man up, just fight back.
That's all you gotta do. I think we're disagreeing with you. I think we're on the same page, but you don't think we are. I think we really are. Same page, different chapter. I don't know. Different chapter.
I hear us all saying the same thing.
I know, I do too. I don't know what he's talking about. Okay, right, here's another little follow-up. Someone needs more information. Do you recall, it was really near the end of one of the shows prior last week or something, the lady that wanted to know about dating and how is a girl to get the guy's heart if she can't give up the goods?
If she can't have sex with him.
Do you remember that? Okay, she emailed back in and she said, that response did nothing for my confusion. A bit disappointed. All Mark said was to say no to sex.
Wait, you're saying listening to this show makes you confused?
And disappointed?
I can't imagine.
Mm-hmm. She heard you say that she's supposed to say no to sex, then admitted that all guys want is sex.
Uh-huh.
But then you gave no insight on how to get from point A to marriage without sex.
You just marry the boy. Quit being a psycho chick. For heaven's sakes. What a goofball chick.
Oh, now she's really going to be disappointed.
Men want sex, so I should give him sex before. No, you don't give him sex before you get married. Well, how do I know his heart? You marry the guy. You date him. You fall in love. You may decide you want to build life together. Then you get married, and then that sexual contact draws you in closer to each other than ever before. You don't do that before marriage. You do it after marriage. What part of this is complicated?
She says, how many men are just going to date you with no physical intimacy and marry you to get it? She said, he's going to leave more fish in the sea.
What an incredibly ignorant statement. How many men? Not very many at all, you silly girl. Not many men. In fact, what I'm saying, most men are appalled by. They don't want to have to marry you to have sex.
Mm-hmm.
They just want to have sex.
Mm-hmm.
And then worry about later not whether to marry. I don't know too many guys who walk up to a woman and totally commit his life to him, all of his financial. You have to remember, when you marry, it's a big deal. Short of some prenup, half of everything he owns now belongs to you. Not too many guys are just going to do that just for sex.
No. They won't.
But to say that sex is not the motivating factor for marriage is absurd.
There are a lot of guys who will have sex with you and have no interest in marrying you whatsoever.
She says, well, how many men are going to marry you just for sex? Almost none, you silly goose.
They'll actually kind of like you.
Sweetheart, how many men have come up to you wanted to marry you just for sex? Oh. Hi, my name's Bob. You got a great butt. Will you marry me so I can have sex with you? I mean, she's just goofy in her head. She's not thinking it through. People just react to stuff. They just react.
I can't imagine that.
Oh, it's just people have these weird things, and as soon as you touch on anything close to their little owies, they just... And that's why most Christian shows never talk about any of these things, because they're afraid of everybody's owies. Just get a life, for heaven's sakes. No one is advocating you just running out and marrying the first guy because he wants to get laid. And there's not too many guys that want to do that. Now...
But lots of guys will have sex with you and have no intention of marrying you.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, even in what I just said, very few guys will just for the purpose,
I hear what you're saying.
Up to you and say, hey, I want to marry you just for sex. But don't kid yourself. All men want to get married for sexual fulfillment. That's why they want the girl in the first place. You girls think that, oh, no, we want to get married just so that we can hold hands and I can complete him and la la. Blah, 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 blah. Look, I know sex isn't the only reason for marriage, but it is the fundamental reason for marriage. If you don't like that, turn off the program. It's very simple. Which leads me to another thing.
Mm-hmm.
This show, you know what the show is about? What I think.
Correct.
Straight up.
It's just what I think. These two argue with me, but at the end of the day, this show is just about, if you don't like my answer, get your own show. It's pretty simple. People get so mad. See, here's the problem. The Bible doesn't give you details on a million of these different versions. There's nothing in the Bible that talks about, is it okay to just suckle on your wife's
while she's walking by. Hey, come here, I want a drink. I mean, for, you know, there's nothing in the Bible. I know. So people have questions like this. Mm-hmm. So they ask someone like me. I tell you what I think.
Yes. Just your opinion.
You might email 20 different other people, and you might get 20 different, you know, 19 different answers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Fine. This is what I think. If you think I'm wrong, get in line. That's all. It's not the end of the world.
If you don't like the answer,
you don't
find
like
a new answer. Go find somebody with an answer that you like.
But she's acting like this is some inconsistent statement. Men want to get married for sex. But men do not marry a woman and commit themselves totally just for the privilege of having sex with that one girl. There's more to it than that. It's a lifelong commitment. It's a big deal. Mm-hmm. My argument is if women would stop having sex, it would force men to now really, because they do have the sexual drive. Do I want to be with you? Now we get serious about the relationship. Well, what do you really like? Well, this is what I'm like. Because he wants that sex need. If he knows that he can have sex with you, that's why these guys have sex with you girls and don't get very deep in the relationship.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to.
No. Doesn't have to bother.
He doesn't have to bother. He doesn't really think about commitment or anything else. Why? Because he's getting 90% of what he wants, which is sexual fulfillment.
But the broken thinking in a lot of these women's heads tells them that if I have sex with him, then he'll commit to me. Then he'll want to marry me. And that's not it. It doesn't work that way. This is what she doesn't like hearing, that it doesn't work that way.
I know. Ross, what do you think about
it? I don't think.
Well, there you
I'm
go.
Still stuck on boobies.
Because
I know I was going somewhere and you guys just had your filter and I was wrong, so I'm good.
No.
Oh, boo-hoo.
Remember, this isn't about emotional boo-boos.
Boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo.
No, I totally agree with what you said. It's your show. I get it. It's right.
Oh, Ross. Oh, Lord. Oh, Ross.
I even texted. I said, was I way off base? He's like, no, I knew where you were going.
Who asked you?
The cliffs of insanity!
Anyway,
it's all good.
I don't know. And if some guy leaves you because you won't have sex with him,
well,
guess what?
Dump him.
You
good.
Probably
Shouldn't
had
have
a really good
place.
Thing happen. Any guy who dumps you because you won't have sex with him, you don't want him.
I don't know what this lady's saying. It sounds to me like she, as a lot of Christian women get upset when you point out the fact that marriage is fundamentally a sexual contract.
Correct.
It's for sexual fulfillment. That's really what it's about. That and procreation. It's sexual fulfillment. A man wants to be sexually fulfilled. Mm-hmm. So he tries to find a woman that he's attracted to and makes the measurement during the dating process. Do I want to do life with this lady? And commits to her, and now his sexual need is fulfilled. And some of these go, well, it's not supposed to be about sex. Good Lord, I'm glad I didn't marry a woman like that. These are the women that are just a cold fish in the bedroom. Mm-hmm. And what a drag. And these pastors who come along, oh, marriage is more about spiritual intimacy. You nitwits.
Well, and if sex is the way to a guy's heart, we talked about it on the original show, you can't get his heart the way that these chicks want it until you start having sex with them. But you don't want to do it outside of marriage.
But it's sex in the context of commitment.
That's right. Because you won't get his heart if you're giving it out outside of marriage anyway.
Sex outside of commitment equals nothing.
Yes.
Have you girls noticed that when you have sex with a guy, it equals nothing? You get nothing out of him. Outside of marriage.
That's right. That's right.
But what I'm trying to tell women is that in the context of marriage, sex is everything.
And that's the problem. They think that sex outside of marriage and sex inside of marriage is the same thing.
It's the same. That's what they don't get. That's what she doesn't understand.
She doesn't understand that. It is night and day.
Blah, blah, blah. All right, take a break. We'll be back with another email right after this.
Have a marriage dilemma? Email your questions to radio@markgunger.com. And Mark can answer them during one of our shows.
That's why people listen to the show. We need a way to make them smile.
That is one thing on the introduction. Tony sure captured. It looks like we have a blast doing this, I'll tell you. It would look so fun. I know we do, and it totally captured it. He captured the fun, that's for sure. Okay, ready for the next email?
I am.
She says, so I had an affair about a year ago.
Okay.
I have turned my life around and am no longer living in sin. However, my spouse does not know. Should I tell him? Or do I have to tell him? We recently attended a seminar of yours. I actually won tickets off the radio. Things are turning around for the better, and I'm scared that if I tell him, it will mess things up. Nor do I want to go to hell for not telling him.
Do you think it's going to mess things up?
We have two wonderful children.
She's hiding from the consequences of her sin. She feels bad, so she stopped, but she doesn't want to live up to the full
She says, I've prayed about it, but I'm still confused, and she doesn't want to hurt her two kids. They've been married 11 years.
Mm-hmm.
I asked her if she has cut off all contact with the other guy. She says, we still talk as friends, maybe once a month, but have not even laid eyes on him in 6 months or more, unless it was in a crowd. The affair was 3.5 years long. I asked if her husband had suspected or had any inclinations of the affair, and she said, yes, he did. So he must have questioned her on things, and she...
I think you need to fess up. Now, there's people who will tell you not to. So, you ask me what I think? I think you need to fess up. You will go to your grave with this, and it'll rot your soul. Mm-hmm. Will there be negative consequences? Yep. Very likely. Your husband may divorce you and leave you. But you did this. Okay? Put on your big girl panties. You like to take them off. How about put them on?
Mm-hmm. So the husband doesn't know
put
about
them. Put them on and live up to your responsibility. You have been sexually immoral, unfaithful to him. And I think you need to fess up. Just for your own sake, man. Can you imagine walking around
with
that?
Doesn't he listen to the show maybe? Isn't this already going to come out anyways?
Well, I don't know. People don't always put
two and two together. I left.
Holy stinking cow.
There's a lot of people that go to seminars.
My guess is someone like this writing us, something that's intimate, the spouse doesn't listen.
Yeah.
That's why they feel safe to do it.
Because he doesn't listen.
Yeah.
But he did suspect and had inclination, so she must have lied when he challenged her and questioned her about things. But 3.5 years.
And she lied. That's a long time, dear.
And she hasn't broken it off with this dude yet either. Yeah, when you talk to him every once in a while. And who else knows about this? I mean, what are the odds that somebody else knows or comes to your husband and says something? I think it's better he hears it from you. If he's going to accidentally stumble upon the information or something like that. It's a terrible secret to live with.
And what are you going
to
do if your husband ever brings it up again? You going to lie some more?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you still seen that one guy? No.
You ever talked to him?
Did you ever?
Mm-hmm. 3.5 years and she's lied repeatedly.
That's a long affair.
That would be really hard for me to just
her whole life's
hit the reset button.
Now she's saying, oh yeah, this won't encourage her. If you were my wife, I'd divorce you in a heartbeat.
Yes.
If I found out my wife was out there screwing some other guy for 3.5 years.
And you were asking?
That was,
you kept asking and she kept lying.
That's the end of the marriage. It's a deal killer. You people out there dinking around with this is no small deal. See, people will encourage you not to tell because they want that option in their own life. They want to know that they can do something that destructive and there's still no consequences. We live in a world where people do not want to be responsible for their actions. No one wants consequences. No one wants responsibility.
And there are huge ones to infidelity. Huge consequences.
Like I was talking about, we live in a culture where people are more concerned about feelings. Mm-hmm. And that the church has actually been part of this. Well, here's another part too. Consequences. Well, the church has been part of this. Mm-hmm. You know, avoid consequences at all costs because we believe in forgiveness. We do believe in forgiveness. Mm-hmm. But look at King David. He sinned horribly. Did God forgive him?
Yep.
Yeah. Were the consequences? Oh, yeah. You don't escape, you know. On the other hand, you have a husband who might have really the heart. A lot of guys will forgive their wives.
Yeah.
A lot of people who've been cheated on will forgive their spouses.
Sure.
Remove tons of them. It's surprising to me. I don't think I could.
There's just no guarantee for her at the front end.
I don't think I could do it. I wouldn't be
able to. I know of one who's still faithful to his wife after three on her side.
Three affairs?
Wow.
Yes. And I'm thinking to myself, but you know, these were just one-timers. This is 3 years plus.
One-timers or not, I don't know.
Oh, I understand, but either way.
Everybody has their
health,
own line.
For her own health and sanity.
I think it will eat her alive.
I know a lot of people, though, they hide these things. They hide them forever. They go to their graves with it, you know. My advice, confess your sin. If there's one tenet of Christianity, there's a few basic tenets of Christianity. Forgiveness is a tenet of Christianity, a big one.
Mm-hmm.
You need to forgive people. And another big tenet of Christianity is confession.
Mm-hmm. But she probably thinks she's confessed to God and repented, so therefore does she have to do that to her husband?
Well, she sinned greatly against her husband.
Mm-hmm. And continues to do so when
he
asks.
Who you sinned against.
If he continues to ask. And when she continues to talk to this guy every couple of months.
Yeah. You know, I don't condemn you, I'll tell you that.
No.
If you don't do it, I'm not going to hate you. I don't condemn you, you know. Everybody's got to deal with their own stuff, you know. Maybe for the sake of her children, she'll think it's better just to eat this and carry it.
Mm-hmm.
It's really unfair to the guy. You know, if he at some point is going to find out 20 years from now or whatever. So you rob him of the chance to divorce you, if that's, because that's his right at this point.
It is.
It really is.
You're darn right.
You rob him.
You're not giving him the option.
You're not giving him the opportunity
exercise.
To forgive you. You're not giving him the opportunity to start over if he chooses to start over again. He may choose to dump your butt and find a woman who will be faithful to him. If nothing else, you owe him at least that option. What are you going to tell him when he's 68? What is this? Some couple, that was, the guy was in his 80s or 90s.
Yeah, found out that his wife
found out that his wife had committed adultery divorce
like 6 years ago.
They were in their 90s.
They were in their 90s and he got a divorce right away. And what's sad about, people thought, well, that's so sad. No, what was sad is she robbed him of that right for the last 40, 50, 60, 70 years of his life.
She could have saved it, possibly.
Yeah. Possibly.
Maybe, you just don't know.
But that was an option that was his right.
Yeah. Yes.
To be able to find another woman and build a life with her.
Otherwise, he felt like his whole life, 60 years, was a lie.
It was a big lie. That's exactly how he feels.
And she says, we have two wonderful children that I would never want to hurt.
Dear, you did hurt them. That's what you
did. You didn't think about that when you were having sex with this other guy.
Sex with another man. Now, do we hate you? We do not. God doesn't hate you. Nobody hates you. But you're asking what we think you should do. We think the best thing to do is to confess this. It will be very painful, and there might be some serious consequences as a result of this. This is why, people, you should not go down this path. Anyway, grace and peace on you. We'll take a break. We'll be back with more right after this.
Find yourself missing episodes of The Mark Gunger Show? No need to worry. Go to iTunes.com and download all of our podcasts, which are made available free to you, our loyal listener. Join Mark and co-hosts as they continue to discuss any and all issues concerning life, love, and marriage.
You're listening to the Mark Gunger Show, celebrating life, love, and marriage. What do you got?
Email from a single pastor, another single female pastor writing us. You know, we've never gotten emails from single male pastors. Did you notice that?
Single male pastors don't have a problem.
They don't think they exist.
Lots of women want to marry a pastor.
Yes.
Not too many men want to marry a female pastor.
That's the problem. She says, okay, so I've watched The Singles and Stinking Thinking and loved it. Here's my question dilemma. I'm a single 36-year-old pastor. I've wanted to be married since I was a kid and still do. I do want to be found, as you speak of. Mm-hmm. The hard part is, where do I go to be found? The pastor title is intimidating to most guys, so I'm so involved in my church, it's not like I can go to other churches to be found, and it's not like I'm going to head to the bars or clubs. I've tried online dating, big fail. I've asked friends to set me up, hasn't gone anywhere. I've tried to make the first move, and it's really tiring being the one doing all the pursuing. Help, any advice?
Boy, I don't know. If I have any advice, it's such a rare situation. You have any advice?
I mean, how bad do you want to get married?
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
being
if you really want to get married
being
and,
a pastor.
You know, have a relationship and spend the rest of your life with somebody, then maybe you need to look at a career change. How bad do you want this?
Yeah, that is possible. Certainly not what she wants to hear, I'm sure.
That would be my answer, and I'm sure it's not what she wants to hear, but that's exactly what I think,
what
too.
We do, right?
Yeah,
Be involved in ministry. You could, do missions. You could do this, but to actually be the pastor, do you want that more than you want?
Is she
to be
the
married?
Lead pastor? Or is she a supporting pastor?
Oh, I didn't ask her that.
But it just sounds like it's taking all of her time and energy, and it's not allowing her to be.
Well, I think it's intimidating.
I think
in the Christian community.
Oh, sure.
Much respect, thankfully, supposedly, appropriately, should be given to the pastor. So for a man who goes in, so what a man is looking for is not someone that he can give respect to in a relationship.
He wants to.
He's really looking for a place where he can go get some respect in the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So you're already upside down. So I don't know, at 36, you might really want to seriously consider just staying single.
Yeah, exactly.
There's nothing wrong with it.
Those
the Bible
the
says, look, Paul said
though.
This is the ideal situation. You stay single so you can spend all of your time serving God. Perfectly appropriate.
Yep.
If you're saying, no, more, I really, really, really want to be married, then I think, you might have to consider stepping down and doing something different. Yeah. What is it hard to do at this point?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she might have already made her. I mean, it might have been that. Really, maybe that's your calling.
Yep, it might be.
To stay single. And I don't know. I wish I had a better answer for her. I don't really. What?
That's your phone.
That noise. Okay.
You know, can't always have your cake and eat it too.
Yeah, yeah.
There's
but maybe
quick...
somebody else. Nobody else has another.
You no, there's. I don't think there's a quick answer of how you find a guy when you're in that situation.
But the only other thing I could say is don't give up. Keep looking.
Yeah, sure. You might find somebody.
If 36 isn't the end of the world, you might not find someone until you're 46.
Find contentment and just try. You know,
be content. Exactly. You need to be content, whatever your situation
exactly.
is. But I don't know. Let me just encourage you to keep hanging in there.
There you go.
See you guys.
Bye, bye, boys.
Have fun storming the castle.